Welcome to our Savior Lutheran Church Sunday morning worship service. Today is the fourth Sunday of Advent worship liturgy for December 18th, 2022. Our Sunday service live is 10 a.m. Radio broadcast at 11 a.m. on WPHM 1380 a.m. Live service podcast and recordings available at www.wphm.net/podcasts. Today's radio broadcast is sponsored by our longtime anonymous donor, and we thank you from the bottoms of our hearts. Today's welcome worship leader is Pastor Charlie Martin. Our sound tech is Jeremy Brown. Thank you, Jeremy. And I am Judy Quater, and I will be assisting today. Today, Isaiah prophesies that a young woman will bear a son and name him Emmanuel. The gospel is Matthew's account of the Annunciation and birth of the one named Emmanuel, God with us. During these final days of Advent, we pray, O come, Emmanuel, a beloved hymn based on the O Antiphons, ancient prayers appointed for the 7 days preceding Christmas. On this final Sunday of Advent, we prepare to celebrate the birth of the one born to us from the power of sin and death. Our gathering hymn, His World Forever Unchanging.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who alone does wondrous things. Blessed be God's name forever. Amen. Beloved, now is the time to wake from sleep. Let us confront our sins and confess them to the one who is merciful and just. God of new beginnings, we confess that we have not welcomed your holy reign. We have strayed from your paths. We prepare for war instead of peace. We dishonor one another and your creation. Purify us with your refining fire and set us again on your way of love, that we may bear fruit worthy of repentance and welcome your coming among us. Amen. People of God, a new thing is growing in our midst, a tender branch, a living sign. By water and the Spirit, you are joined to this wonder. You have put on Christ, and your sins have been washed away. Rejoice in the way of the Lord. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit is with you all. Well, we have that break. I forgot to do something. I forgot to turn it on.
Recording in progress.
Go ahead. Light one candle to watch for Messiah. Let the light banish darkness. He shall bring salvation to Israel. God fulfills the promise. O shepherd of Israel, you lead your people like a flock. We are the people you care for, the flock for which you provide. All of us were like sheep who had gone astray, turning to our own ways. From death, you raised our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep. Have no fear, little flock, for your Father is pleased to give you the kingdom. The Lamb at the center of the throne will be our shepherd to wipe away every tear from our eyes. Mary, in her trust in God's messenger, shows us the way of being a disciple, pointing to her child Jesus as the Son of God. Let us pray. Stir up your power, Lord Christ, and come. With your abundant grace and might, free us from the sin that hinders our faith, that eagerly we may receive your promises, for you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated for our hymn of praise, Jesus Child.
The story of the Jesus child, coming dead from heaven and was born.
Thanks be to God.
Today's psalm is O Come, O Come, Emmanuel, verses 2 and 1. O come, O wisdom from on high, embrace all things far and nigh.
We have music.
Exile you, until the Son of God appear. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to you, O Israel.
You can stand up with me. We will have an additional reading from a gospel. You can stay seated for this one, which is typically used in place of a psalm on such days as we are in the fourth Sunday of Advent. Elizabeth, John's mother, and Mary, the mother of Jesus, are two women filled with the Holy Spirit and with faith. In Elizabeth's inspired greeting and Mary's song of praise, we hear of a saving God who remembers, scatters, lifts up, and fulfills all things. In those days, Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leapt for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord."
And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants forever."
Word of God, word of life. Please rise as you are able. Join me in our gospel acclamation, which we will speak. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Gloria in excelsis Deo. The gospel this morning is from St. Matthew, the third chapter. Now, the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son, and he named him Jesus. The Gospel of our Lord. You may be seated. And I will get some water, otherwise I'll never make it. So we have all seen those romantic photos with a pair of loved-up swans forming a perfect symmetrical heart shape with their long necks. This is the best I can do with my arms. Do all swans mate for life? Mute swans have a reputation for forming lifelong relationships with a mate, and even dying of a broken heart when their partner dies. Some widowed swans seek new mates, while other species are not always monogamous. While many swans will remain with the same mate for the duration of their life, it is not unheard of for a swan that loses its mate to seek a new partner, rather than spending the rest of their life pining away. It's also not unheard of for mating to occur with a different mate, with a study of some Australian black swans showing that about 1 in 7 cygnets, which are baby swans, were raised by a male that was not the biological father. Keep that in mind as we deal with this story of Joseph and Mary today, who sort of seemed like they were just randomly selected to receive this call from God and to bring Jesus into the world. Albatrosses are famous for spending much of their time soaring through the skies. They look absolutely majestic with their wings spread all the way out and the blue sky and blue waters serving as a beautiful backdrop. You can actually find albatrosses flying all over the place. An albatross is capable of covering millions of square kilometers over the course of its lifetime. Interestingly enough, all that traveling does not give the albatross any wandering eyes. Once albatrosses mate, they remain faithful to each other for the rest of their lives. Bald eagles are found in different regions throughout the United States. They are known for their stunning speed and skill. In terms of breeding, bald eagles are believed to remain monogamous. Pairs of bald eagles can often be seen tending to their eggs, staying in their really huge nests. There is an eagle's nest near my home that we head out to visit every spring to observe them through binoculars, of course, taking care of their chicks. Black vultures are known to stay together with their mates throughout the entire year. The family structure is a real thing for black vultures. So Mary and Joseph have had a really rocky start to their relationship and family. They're having to bear the burden of bringing Jesus into the world. Both Mary and Joseph are poor. They can hardly even afford to get married. The impact of the powerful of the land is really felt by them as they will be forced to travel to Bethlehem for this accounting of the number of people there are. This is primarily so that the government can figure out how much taxes they can assess and provide some idea of what that tax amount coming in is going to be. From the perspective of the powerful, this story is really all about greed. Most of the time, other than doing this, the powerful ignore the poor among them. They don't really care what happens to them. In fact, they don't even see them at all. The poor are invisible. Their focus is only on taking care of themselves. They only want more. This dismal view has not changed an awful lot since that time. The poor today are often ignored as well, even by those who may not think of themselves as rich. Our country is one of the richer nations of the world, and we do provide some care for the other poorer nations of the world. While we as a country help those poorer nations, our multinational companies ignore their plight or actually often capitalize on it, doing whatever they want to do with no concern for any impact on the people. The laws that we are all accustomed to that govern pollution and the use of the land only really apply in our country. In the poorer nations, these laws often don't even exist, or if they do, they just get totally ignored. We have all become careful about where our clothing is made, with the many stories of the sweatshops with children laborers in third world countries. What happens in our passages for today is the onset of the fulfillment of the promise of God to send our Redeemer into the world to save us from our sins. Jesus will go much farther than that with us, intending to change the lives of all people. Mary, we might consider to be the very first disciple, and she does not just listen and repeat back what she's told about the angel, about this child. She gains a vision for what God coming to be with us will bring. Her Magnificat, which we just heard, as we have named this proclamation, speaks of this upheaval of the norms of society, as that is what God intends. This is a magnificent speech that we hear from a woman, not a man, in this Bible passage. Mary addresses the upheaval that God brings with coming into the world through Jesus, her child, to lift up the poor and bring down the rich and powerful. Rather than being afraid, as perhaps she actually was when she first went off to see her relative Elizabeth, she loudly proclaims these words of hope and love for all people. Mary had to be afraid at first and dismayed. Being an unmarried woman with a child was responded to often with a death sentence in her day in society. She declares fully what God is up to in bringing the child, Jesus, into the world. God dwelling among us. Jesus leads us in helping us to bring the powerful from their lofty places so that justice can become the normal condition for all people. Jesus' compassion for the poor truly is announced out from what Mary provides, that this will be something that he who is God really wants to solve, turning all of us into disciples in our lives. Making that change in us is what will continue his path of care for all people. We also hear from Joseph this day, who might be sort of thought of as a hero for God in his own listening and accepting this huge impact to his family. He saves Mary from that potential death sentence by accepting her, still with this child that she is carrying. Like the swans, where the males will adopt the children of their mate, Joseph agrees to adopt this child of God, who needs a father to care for him and protect him. Even more important for us, Jesus, as adopted by Joseph through this naming, is then made a part of the Davidic lineage by virtue of this adoption. By the adoption made for us by Jesus, we have all been adopted into the lineage of Abraham. We are children of this ancestor in the faith. God came to be with us through Jesus, trying to solve the many of the life's problems that affect us as people. Illness, disease, poor, maiming, blindness, hunger, all of these seem to be addressed and try to be cured by Jesus while he was present with us. Jesus expects that we will continue to work to try to eliminate these issues for people all over the world. This is what we as disciples feel within us, driving our desire to be what God desires. We proclaim that Jesus came to the earth to save all of us from our sins, something that was made clear to Joseph, the most important part of this gift from God that we receive in love through Jesus. We praise our Savior Jesus for coming to us and loving us enough to save us. Amen. Our hymn of the day is Creator of the Stars of Night. Please rise as you are able. Let us affirm our faith together in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven, is seated at the right hand of the Father, and will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray. As we prepare for the fullness of Christ's presence, let us pray for a world that yearns for new hope.
Gracious God, we rejoice in the gifts of your Spirit. Gifts of your Spirit, equip the global church to magnify your love and peace in every land. We pray for the work of the Lutheran World Federation and ELCA Global Mission. God, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Abundant God, we rejoice in your creation, Revive lands we have squandered and depleted. Make gardens flourish in cities and neighborhoods. Cleanse polluted air and water so living things may breathe, drink, and praise. God, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Righteous God, we rejoice in your justice. Your truth frees us from discrimination and oppression. Deliver all who are unjustly imprisoned or persecuted. Reconcile nations and peoples in conflict. Help us pray for our enemies. God, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Healing God, we rejoice in your compassion. Comfort any in distress because of worry, illness, or loss. And today we pray for Donna Barnish, Deb Cook, Pastor Don Dorsbacher, Sarah Mayer Flatt, Jerry Masser, Bev Mojerak, Beverly and Ed O'Connor, Carl Rich, Douglas Weaver, Pastors Joyce and Ken Stave and their son Mason, the family and friends of Don Chittister, Patty Dunn, Joseph Cadet, Shirley McLean, Bob Porter, Herman Bratfish, and Enoch Carlton with their recent passing. Lord, we also pray for those serving to protect our nation, both at home and overseas, that they may return home safely. God, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Abiding God, we rejoice in your company. Give us calm and patient hearts as we gather with family and friends. Keep us mindful of those whom this season is not happy. Console the grieving with your loving support. God, in your mercy,
hear our prayer. This morning, we will be blessing the gifts, of which we brought a few up front here. Blessed be your name, O God. You are the source of every blessing. From your hand, we receive the good gifts of life, health, and salvation. As we give these presents, bless us with hearts thankful for the gift of your Son, and lead us to share from our abundance with those in need. We ask this through Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. We also on this day wish our sisters and brothers in the Jewish faith a safe and pleasant Hanukkah. God, in your mercy,
hear our prayer. Faithful God, we rejoice with Mary, Mother of our Lord, and with all the saints that your mercy endures for all generations. Look with favor on those who have died and lead us to joyfully sing of your everlasting promises. God, in your mercy,
hear our prayer. God of our longing, you know our deepest needs. By your Spirit, gather our prayers and join them with the prayers of all your children. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated for the offering hymn.
Prepare the way, O
Christian Ministry of Our Savior Lutheran. We have a few announcements today. Thank you to all who supported our family gifts for Christmas. We are also in need of officers to serve on our Savior Lutheran Church Council. Please consider serving in this way. We truly need everybody's help. Christmas Eve service will be at 4 p.m. with candlelight service. Radio will broadcast at 7 p.m. And something new, immediately, we are seeking applicants. We are hiring an office assistant for our Savior Lutheran Church. And the job description is in the narthex. Please share with your family and friends of anyone that you think might be interested in this rewarding position that we have here at our Savior. Eternal God, you make the desert bloom and send springs of water to thirsty ground. Receive these simple gifts of bread, wine, and money, and make us messengers of your mercy and love for all in need of your healing and justice. We ask this through Christ our Savior.
Amen. Please rise as you are able. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior, Jesus Christ. You comforted your people with the promise of the Redeemer, through whom you will also make all things new in the day when he comes to judge the world in righteousness. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy One, the beginning and the end, the giver of life, blessed are you for the birth of creation. Blessed are you in the darkness and in the light. Blessed are you for the promise to your people. Blessed are you in the prophets' hopes and dreams. Blessed are you in Mary's openness to your will. Blessed are you for your Son, Jesus, the Word made flesh. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people, for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Let us proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. With this bread and cup, we remember your word dwelling among us, full of grace and truth. We remember our new birth in his death and resurrection. We look with hope for his coming. Come, Lord Jesus. Holy God, we long for your Spirit. Come among us. Bless this meal. May your word take flesh in us. Awaken your people. Fill us with your light. Bring the gift of peace on earth. Come, Holy Spirit. All praise and glory are yours, Holy One of Israel, Word of God incarnate, Power of the Most High, one God, now and forever. Amen. And now let us pray with confidence in the words that our Savior gave us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Be strong. Do not fear. Here is your God who has come to save you. You may be seated until we call you forward. We will start with this side.
Of Christ given for you.
Please rise as you are able. Now may the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen. Let us pray. Faithful God, in this meal you have remembered your mercy, bringing heaven to earth in the body and blood of Christ. As we wait for the day when all your promises will be fulfilled, sustain us and strengthen us by this holy mystery. Guide us toward your promised future, coming to birth in Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Now may God, the eternal Word, who dwells with us in Jesus and who holds us in the grace of the Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. Amen. Our sending hymn is Gabriel's Message. You may be seated.